headlines this hour. Hezbollah says it will attack Tel Aviv if Israel launches a military strike on southern Lebanon. Iran slams efforts by the United States to bring Saddam loyalists back to power in Iraq. And Amnesty International warns NATO of the growing number of civilian casualties in southern Afghanistan. Hello everyone, you're watching the news here on Press TV. Thanks for joining us. Commemorating the second anniversary of the assassination of top military commander Imad Moghniyeh, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah says that Hezbollah is ready and able to deter all Israeli attacks on Lebanon's infrastructure.
Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah chose the occasion of the commemoration of Hezbollah's martyrs to make an unprecedented warning to Israel. On the anniversary of the death of Imad Moghniyeh, Sayed Abbas Mousawi and Sheikh Raghib Harb, Nasrallah pointed to Hezbollah's capability of inflicting severe damage deep in Israeli cities and in the hotbeds of its economy.
The Israelis are threatening to target our infrastructure, but infrastructure is more important to them than it is to us. And so I say, if the Israelis target Beirut International Airport, we will target the Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv.
Sayed Nasrallah expressed Hezbollah's readiness to deter any future confrontation with Israel, in addition to lauding the stances of President Sulaiman, Speaker Biri, and Prime Minister Hariri for their rejection of Israeli threats.
Ehud Barak confirmed what I had previously said, that tens of thousands of Hezbollah fighters are on Lebanon's southern border, waiting and prepared.
Earlier this month, Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri considered that Israeli threats against Hezbollah are threats against Lebanon itself. This was in response to Israeli sources, which stated that a new confrontation with Lebanon's Hezbollah is inevitable. Sayed Nasrallah criticized those in Lebanon who cautioned not to give Israel an excuse to attack Lebanon. Nasrallah said that such language actually justifies a new Israeli war and holds the resistance responsible for such a war. Regardless, many analysts believe that the current state of unity in Lebanon and what they describe as the U.S. and Israel's political weakness could forbid a new war.
The circumstances are not moving to the benefit of the U.S., which has somewhat lost its influence in Lebanon, and this may reflect on other states in the region. I do not believe that Israel is ready to go to war because it knows the result cannot go in its favor, because Hezbollah has grown in strength.
Israeli officials are believed to be on a state of high alert ever since the assassination of Imad Moghniyeh in February of 2008. Hezbollah has vowed to avenge his death, which he blamed on Israel. And Sayed Nasrallah renewed Hezbollah's pledge to respond. But this time, he added that Hezbollah will not be satisfied with any Israeli target, but a target which is of the rank of Moghniyeh.
At a time of unpredictability in the region, Hezbollah is still keeping to its arms despite criticism from both Lebanese and Arab sides. However, Lebanon's unity cabinet seems to be standing strong in support of Hezbollah's resistance. This, as analysts believe, could save Lebanon from a new Israeli incursion and therefore save the region from a full-scale war. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.
Dubai says it will issue arrest warrants for 11 Europeans suspected of being behind the assassination of a top Hamas official. Police officials have not ruled out Israeli involvement in the killing.
Whoever was behind this, whether the Israeli machine or not, doesn't matter. We will take all necessary legal steps and arrest warrants will be sent out in due course.
Well, the identified suspects include British, Irish, German and French passport holders. British government sources say three of the suspects carrying Irish passports are most likely Mossad agents. Britain and Ireland have said the suspects were using fake British and Irish passports. Two Palestinian nationals are already in custody for their alleged role in the killing. Mahmoud al-Mabhouh was found dead in a Dubai hotel last month. Hamas says Mabhouh's murderers entered Dubai as part of an Israeli minister's entourage. Now, Iran will definitely react to any possible new sanctions over its nuclear program. That's what President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad told dozens of local and international journalists at a press conference in Tehran.
if anyone does anything against Iran, then our response will not be the same as the past. It will not be through advice and through explaining things. No, definitely we will show reaction that will put them to shame, like always.
Now, the Iranian president says the talk of sanctions is a thing of the past. Ahmadinejad says sanctions will not affect Iran, rather they will backfire and create problems for those who impose them. He called on governments that seek to impose sanctions on Iran to choose the path of cooperation. The president said Tehran is still ready for a stimulus nuclear fuel swap. He said Iran has successfully tested a new generation of centrifuges to be used in its nuclear plants. Ahmadinejad also said the popularity of U.S. President Barack Obama is declining because he has failed to bring about the change that he promised to help to his people. He said wise people in the U.S. know that the only way to resolve their problems in the Middle East is to cooperate with Iran. Ahmadinejad criticized Washington for meddling in the internal affairs of Middle Eastern countries such as Iraq. He said the U.S. is pushing to bring remnants of Saddam Hussein's regime back to power.
Those who have come all the way, they occupied Iraq one day, nearly 1 million people, that's the casualties of the Iraq war, under the pretext of expelling Baathists. Now they're insisting that the Iraqi government is being pressured, that Baathists must come back to power. This is not the right thing to do. Imposing anything on peoples and governments, this is what we are against, that anywhere in the world, especially in Iraq.
Now, the Iranian foreign minister has strongly criticized the remarks of the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Military dictators are those who waged that bloody war in Vietnam, and in the wake of that, anywhere there was any fighting, be it or they either gave rise to it or they fanned it up and kept it going inside their own countries. They bombed their opponents at home through aerial bombardments.
Manuçehr Mortaki made the comments at a joint news conference with his Turkish counterpart, Ahmet Davutoğlu, in Tehran. He said Washington's record in the Middle East is full of contradictions. Mortaki added that the U.S. must make a proper assessment of the region's situation before making any decision. The Turkish foreign minister later met with President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the parliament speaker Ali Larijani, and the head of the Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili. Now, a top Iranian lawmaker said the majority of parliament members agree on downgrading or even severing ties with the UK. This after British Ambassador to Tehran, Simon Gass, urged the Iranian parliament not to review ties with Britain. In a letter to the British envoy, the head of the Iranian parliament's National Security Commission explained that the move would be in response to Britain's interference in Iran's internal affairs. The Iranian MP, Alauddin Burjerdi, said Britain was involved in Iran's post-election unrest. He also accused London of supporting former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein's regime during its eight-year war against Iran, backing anti-Iran sanctions over the past few years over its peaceful nuclear program, and supporting and harboring anti-Iran terrorist groups such as the MKO. Burjerdi then advised the British government to change its policies towards Iran on the basis of mutual respect. Now, Russia says the international community must be sure that Iran's nuclear program is peaceful. The Kremlin spokesperson says Moscow will not exclude sanctions against Tehran, but only if Iran does not fulfill its obligations. Natalia Timokova also urged Iran to work more closely with the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, and provide information about its nuclear program. She said President Dmitry Medvedev has also outlined Moscow's position on Iran's nuclear program to Tel Aviv during the Israeli Prime Minister's visit to Moscow, which was aimed at persuading Russia to support further anti-Iran sanctions. Russia has already announced that a military strike on Iran would be a big mistake, and disputes over Tehran's nuclear program must be resolved through diplomatic means only. Now, the U.S., Russia and France have reconfirmed Iran's need for medical radioisotopes, but urged Iran to acquire it from abroad. This is while Iran, as a signatory to the NPT, is allowed to enrich uranium under IAEA supervision. A letter from the US, Russia and France to the UN nuclear watchdog says Tehran's announcement of fuel enrichment to 20% for its research reactor undermines international confidence. The letter does take note of Iran's medical requirements, but underscores that Iran can obtain the fuel on the world market as a timely and cost-effective alternative. The initial IAEA proposal called on Iran to send 75% of its low-enriched uranium to Russia and France for enrichment before receiving the new fuel. However, Iran says it is only ready to accept a simultaneous swap for its low-enriched uranium. The new fuel would enable Tehran test reactor to produce medical isotopes for cancer treatment. Well, for more, we're joined by Phil Willato. He's the editor of Virginia Defender, joining us from Richmond, Virginia. Welcome to the program, sir. First of all, with the good record Iran has had at the IAEA in terms of complying to the, regulations, to the NPT, and there being no evidence, of course, of its diversion, why is the country's nuclear program always questioned by certain countries, including the United States, Russia, and France?
Well, as you say, there's no evidence that that Iran is violating the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. I was just listening to an interview this morning by the former director of the IAEA, Mr. Elbaradei, when questioned about this issue, said flat out, I have no evidence of, no concrete evidence that Iran is attempting to develop nuclear weapons, period. But I think there's two things that are going on here. One is the letter that was sent by Russia, the United States, and France to the new director of the IAEA offers several possibilities for Iran to send its enriched uranium out of the country, uranium that's been enriched to a very low level, so that it can be enriched to a slightly higher level in order to be useful for the Tehran research reactor. 20% is the level that it would have to be produced to, enriched to. And, of course, uranium to be useful in nuclear weapons has to be enriched to a much higher degree, over about 95%. But the offer of the IAEA that's being strongly supported and one might say more than supported by the U.S., Russia, and France in this letter boils down to Iran shipping its present supply of rich uranium out of the country and then waiting some months to return to be given back that uranium at a higher level. My understanding is that Iran's government has offered to send that enriched uranium out at a in stages, and then to receive the higher level, the 20% level, back in stages. So the issue is whether or not all of Iran's low-level enriched uranium would be removed from the country, and Iran is reluctant to do that. That would put itself totally dependent on these Western countries, which are exhibiting hostility to Iran in every field. And there's a line in that letter that was sent by the three Western countries to the head of the IAEA, which says that the United States offered substantial political assurances that the agreement would be fulfilled, the agreement to send out.
And indeed, that's the point I wanted to touch on, Mr. Willato. I mean, the United States does offer substantial political assurances, according to this letter, but this is why the U.S. and other European countries haven't made a good on their promises to Iran so far. So how can Iran trust them anymore?
Well, it's not just they haven't made a good on their promises to Iran. During the Clinton administration, the United States and North Korea reached an agreement where North Korea agreed to suspend its nuclear program in return for material aid, and the Clinton administration reneged on that agreement, did not produce the aid, and then when North Korea restarted its nuclear program, it was accused of being the one that broke off the agreement. If Iran sends all its nuclear, all of its low-level enriched uranium out of the country, What's the real assurance that the United States won't at some point say, oh, well, there's been a new development here. There's a new international crisis. We couldn't do this. We couldn't send this back to you. At the beginning of the First World War, the Ottoman Empire contracted with the British government to build a large warship, and that was just a monetary agreement. When Winston Churchill saw that the United Kingdom was going to be entering the war against Germany, they informed the Ottoman Empire that they were no longer going to honor their financial agreement, their business agreement, and they went on to develop and keep that warship for its own navy. But that's one part of the equation. But the other part is that I think that the attempt to apply pressure on Iran to accept an agreement on sending its uranium out of the country and then bringing it back in an enriched form is really a propaganda technique. And it's part of the whole attempt at this time by the United States and its allies to portray Iran in the worst possible light in order to try to isolate it diplomatically and politically. And basically set it up for increased sanctions or a military attack. So whether or not the issue of how uranium could be sent out of the country and brought back, whether or not that's the real issue, I'm not so sure. I think that along with Secretary of State Clinton, recent characterization of the Iranian government as approaching a military dictatorship, the way that the internal situation... Which is, of course, a very difficult one, but the way that's been portrayed in the West so one-sidedly, many different things that are taking place at this point seem like a noose is being slowly tightened around the neck of Iran, and I see this letter as part of that process. I would like to point out that this morning, President Barack Obama announced that he was authorizing the construction of the first nuclear power plant to be built in the United States in 30 years. It's ironic that this de facto ban on construction of nuclear plants in the U.S., which was the result of environmental concerns, has now been rescinded, and at the same time is still opposing Iran's development of nuclear power. It's particularly ironic in France's case, since France is a country that relies on nuclear power for 80% of its internal energy needs. So at the very least, it's completely hypocritical, but I think more ominously, it's part of an attempt to portray Iran as a loose cannon in the world arena, as an undependable country, as a dangerous country, and to influence public opinion throughout the world.
Indeed, Doctor.
That Iran needs to be curtailed.
Yes, in the letter it also states that we recognize the need in Iran for medical radioisotopes, and if Iran wants that radioisotopes, it can provide it on the world market. And as you said about the news about the U.S. nuclear reactor in 30 years being constructed in the U.S., U.S. President Obama said the country should advance in nuclear technology, otherwise it will fall behind in the nuclear race. So why should Iran fall behind in this nuclear race? Why can it not produce its own medical radioisotopes?
Well, it can push that back even one more question and ask, why is there a nuclear research reactor in Tehran at all? It's because the United States pressured the Shah to start a nuclear program, and that reactor was one result of that. This was back under the Ford administration, and it was a $6 billion investment by the United States companies like Westinghouse and others to help Iran develop a nuclear power program. But again, I think I don't think that there are legitimate concerns about Iran attempting to develop nuclear weapons. There's simply no evidence of that. Part of the pressure now is to attempt to prevent Iran from developing more technologically so that it will not become a strong, independent regional power that could oppose U.S. designs in the area.
Indeed.
And part of it is just a propaganda campaign to attempt to portray Iran as a dangerous country.
All right. I'm sorry we have to leave it there, Doctor. Dr. Phil Willater, editor of Virginia Defender from Richmond, Virginia. Many thanks for your thoughts there, sir. Now, moving on with the news. Amnesty International has warned NATO forces of the rising number of civilian casualties in southern Afghanistan. The London-based rights organization's Asia-Pacific director says civilian deaths have come despite the NATO commitment to minimize such casualties. Sam Zarifi also accuses the foreign and Afghan forces of lacking what he calls a consistent, clear and credible mechanism to investigate civilian casualties. This after NATO air raids killed at least 17 civilians and injured many more in southern Afghanistan. The US-led forces have launched Operation Mushtarak in Helmand, aimed at uprooting the Taliban there. The offensive has entered its fourth day and civilian casualties, including several children, are rising. Amnesty has reported that about 10,000 people have already fled the conflict zone, but that thousands more are caught up in the crossfire. And you're watching the news here on Press TV, a recap of the headlines this hour. Hezbollah says it will attack Tel Aviv if Israel launches a military strike on southern Lebanon. Iran slams efforts by the United States to bring Saddam loyalists back to power in Iraq. And Amnesty International warns NATO of the growing number of civilian casualties in southern Afghanistan.